Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 28th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 22 to 24. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. As Moses continued to reiterate the various miscellaneous laws to the Israelites, he says the following in Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 10. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. While the ox was a clean beast, the donkey was unclean. God wanted Israelites to avoid polluting themselves with unclean persons or things. Further, the ox and donkey, being different, cannot associate comfortably in pulling a plow together. The donkey, being much smaller and able to take shorter steps, will not be able to synergize with the ox. In the New Testament, we have the following directive from Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. The yoke is a very clear symbol of marriage. The picture is of two oxen pulling a plow together, symbolizing a husband and a wife united and working together for the Lord. A believer is a child of God as per John chapter 1 verse 12, while an unbeliever is a child of the devil as per John chapter 8 verse 44 and 1 John chapter 3 verse 10. It is never good for any believer to have the devil related as a father-in-law. Further, if a believer marries an unbeliever, this is in clear violation of the command of Scripture. Let us understand clearly that God cannot, under any circumstances, sanction the marriage of His child with an unbeliever. Always remember this statement, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.